Well, I could say that very sober. We're in a big shopping mall at the moment, and people, when you pass them, they look at you and they kind of give a pretty smile. You can have the feeling, it's a sobering kind of a feeling. We're all mourning his death, and we're hoping to celebrate his life as well.
Now, Mona, you've met Nelson Mandela yourself. How did that come about, and what impression did he leave you with?
The first time that I met him was through his daughter. I'm a midwife, as you can, Jane, and I delivered two of his daughter's children. I was a matron in a maternity hospital in Johannesburg, and Nelson, of course, came to visit her. Because of all the bodyguards and people surrounding him, I was always called, you came to meet him and escort him to where Zinzi, to the room that she was lying in. Mother stayed in more or less 6-7 days in those days. So he came every day to visit her, and every day I would meet him. And it was quite a long walk to her room, so we often had a chat on the way to the room. I met him a few occasions, and then I met him again on a professional level. I was an editor of a baby magazine. We were having a conference on asthma in children, and he came as the ambassador. So again, we stood up there and we chatted away. I can still mind him asking me about devolution. How did I feel? It was a time of Scotland was being devolved. Lovely, lovely, lovely man. He was just a wonderful, wonderful human being.
What we're hearing in a lot of the reports today is Fox saying what natural charisma he had.
Oh, very natural. He loved the ladies. He was a real ladies' man. He always put his arm round me, and wonderful to be in his presence. Very charismatic. Just you couldn't help loving him.
Now, Mona, you lived in South Africa at the time of apartheid, and then you came back to Shetland, and now you're living there again. What is the biggest change that you've seen over this time, and what do you think that Nelson Mandela's legacy will be?
Well, we lived here for 30 years on the high and holy days of apartheid. So, you know, there's many, many stories I could tell you about the times. I worked in the townships. I worked in Soweto, of course, the famous Soweto. I worked in the clinics out there. So I really got to know the black people very, very well, and I would always try and help them where I could during the time of apartheid. And always identified with them, and then we had the big AIDS epidemic. It started in the 80s. So I always somehow was with the black people. I identified very much with them. I think we're still here in South Africa because of Nelson Mandela, because in the